Welcome everybody to the Behind the Dish Radio podcast. My name is Patrick Sims, and it is Thanksgiving time, which means it's time to be thankful. And I'm here with what I'm most thankful for. Say hello. Hey.
No.
No? You don't want to say hello? Say hello to everybody.
No.
Say hello to Mama.
No. Hello, Papa.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a special guest for the whole podcast today. He's going to help me out, aren't you, buddy?
That's Papa.
Yeah.
That's Papa.
That's right. So if it sounds a little weird, that's probably why, because we have to stay separate away from the microphone so it's not too loud, but it's going to sound a little weird. So, all right. So he's going to help us out, and we're going to start off things with some of our usuals, which is going to be weird laws. You want to do some weird laws, Seth?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, you want to do a state? Let's pick a state, okay, buddy? You want to do... here's all our states. Do you want to do... How about Delaware?
Delaware.
You want to do Delaware?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do Delaware. In Delaware, R-rated movies can't be shown in drive-in theaters. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Wow, you're smart. How about getting married on a dare is grounds for an annulment. Do you know what an annulment is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Summon.
Okay. It is illegal to fly over any body of water unless one is carrying sufficient supply of food and drink. Do you always have enough food and drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, always?
Always.
Always. No person shall change clothes in his or her vehicle.
Yeah.
Did you know that was a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you change clothes when you're driving? Do you drive?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. No person shall pretend to sleep on a bench on the boardwalk. Don't pretend to sleep. You actually sleep.
Stop to sleep.
That's right. On Fenwich Island, it's illegal to lie down on a beach at night. No lie down.
No lying down.
That's right, no lying down. One may not whisper in church. No whispering.
No lying down.
Yeah, so you'd be as loud as Seth.
No whispering.
All right, so that's it. That's it for those.
That's that for those.
Okay, you want to do the fake news story of the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do the fake news story of the day. Everybody likes fake news, huh? Seth. Seth, you want to sing a song for everybody?
Yeah.
What do you want to sing?
Bubba Ray.
Aw, let's sing something. Sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
No.
No? You want to sing Bob and Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. You going to sing it with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. If... You like to talk to tomatoes. If a squash can make you smile. If you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle. Have we got a show for you? VeggieTales, 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 VeggieTales. Broccoli, celery, gotta be VeggieTales. Lima beans, collard greens, peachy keen, VeggieTales. Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour, VeggieTales. There's never, ever, 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 ever been a show like VeggieTales. There's never, ever, 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 ever been a show like VeggieTales. It's time for VeggieTales! Yay! Good job, buddy. All right, so here we go. You ready? You ready for the fake story of the day?
Yeah.
All right, the fake story of the day is frustrated Obama sends nation rambling 75,000 word email. Having admittedly reached the end of his rope, President Barack Obama sent a rambling 75,000 word email to the entire nation Wednesday, revealing deep frustrations with America's political culture. Oh. His presidency, U.S. citizens, and himself. The email, which was titled A Couple Things, addressed countless topics in a dense stream of consciousness rant that often went on for hundreds of words without any punctuation or paragraph breaks. Throughout, the president expressed his aggravation on subjects as desperate as the war in Afghanistan, the sluggish economic recovery, his live-in mother-in-law, China's undervalued currency, Boston's Logan Airport, and tort reform. According to its timestamp, the email was sent at 4:26 a.m. "Hey everyone," read the first line of the president's note, which at 27 megabytes proved too large for millions of Americans' inboxes. "I'm writing to you because I need to clear up some important issues." And this one tends to go on and 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 on. So I'll just skip ahead to the end. "I tried reading Obama's email, but it was just way too long," said 48-year-old Sophia Washington of Moraine, Ohio, adding that because her computer displayed the text all in one line, she had to scroll from left to right in order to read it. "I just ended up skimming to see if my name was in there. It wasn't, but I did notice that my daughter can stay on my insurance for one more year. That's great. I think that's because the Republicans won the midterms." And that is the fake news story of the day. All right, folks. So we're just about done here. I have a very special treat for you guys. I'm going to play a very special song for you in honor of Thanksgiving and the fact that I'm very thankful for you guys. And so this is a song that I recorded. It's not something that I wrote, but it is something that I recorded. And I wanted to play it for you. I think it has a lot of meaning, seriously, not just for me, but for people all over the country, all over the world. So, Seth, you want to say bye?
Yeah.
Okay, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And remember what I always say, be excellent to each other. Take care. Bye-bye.
Shine again in grace. justify it so. Though it's plain to see this one's heavenly. Because glory will fly so high. Let our spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. See the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We could really get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space to make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you.